And now this is a dictation for Phillips, P-H-Y-L-I-S, Gates, G-A-T-E-S, April 12, 34, addresses a letter to Dr. Kozlovsky, K-O-Z-L-O-V as in Victor, S-K-I, 463-1534. Dear Dr. Kozlovsky, a follow-up for Mrs. Gates, who has advancement of failure, colon cancer that is not resectable, persistent gastrointestinal bleeding with iron deficiency anemia. Last visit was in September. A teleconference, Dr. Randa, R-O-N-D-A, participated. This patient has very hard of hearing, feeling tired most of the time, weight ups and downs, appetite is fairly good, no vomiting, minor dysphagia, which is chronic, presently no blood melanoma that she can tell, has chronic diarrhea, occasionally abdominal cramps, no nocturnal infection, cloudiness of blood, minor edema up to the knees, no ulcers, uses a walker 24 hours, no falling episode, uses oxygen, day and mostly at night, but also daytime, has a sleep apnea, no purulent material hematopoiesis, no chest pain palpitation, chronic one pillow orthopnea, no PND, chronic back pain is not change or new discomfort. Next paragraph, medication list review. Notice the lisinopril, beta blockers and diuretics, Zia, Z-I-A-C. Norvax Bumex on potassium replacement, on shots for anemia, Eranesp. She's allergic to intravenous iron. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home fluctuates in the 130s to 150s over 60s and 70s. Today was 154.71, weight 158. She's hard of hearing, but her speech is normal. She does not appear to be in severe respiratory distress or expressive aphasia. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry is December. Normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 8.1, low MCV 79, glucose elevated, although daughter believed this was close to lunch. Creatinine 1.3, which is baseline. GFR of 39, stage 3B, low potassium 2.9, a normal sodium, elevated bicarbonate from two diuretics, low protein, low albumin from active cancer. Corrected calcium will be normal to low, liver function test not elevated, ferritin low 29, saturation low less than 5%. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease. No indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, cephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Also with active cancer, this is not probably the best option. Next number, adenocarcinoma of the colon, not resectable. Next number, chronic iron deficiency anemia from gastrointestinal bleeding. Allergic to intravenous iron, continue palliative care. EPO is not going to work. Next number is sleep apnea, CPAP machine, and oxygen. Next number, hypertension appears to be fairly well controlled. Next number, low potassium from two diuretics. She denies diarrhea. Continue to monitor. Potassium was just increased to twice a day. Magnesium needs to be updated, as this could be a reason for lack of potassium response, given also her use of diuretics. All questions answered from patient and daughter. Prognosis is guarded. End of dictation.